Blackstone Audio presents The Master of Ballantrae by Robert Louis Stevenson. This book bears the following dedication. To Sir Percy Florence and Lady Shelley. Here is a tale which extends over many years and travels into many countries. By a peculiar fitness of circumstance, the writer began, continued it, and concluded it among distant and diverse scenes. Above all, he was much upon the sea. The character and fortune of the fraternal enemies, the hall and shrubbery of Duris Deer, the problem of Mackellar's homespun and how to shape it for superior flights, these were his company on deck in many star-reflecting harbours, ran often in his mind at sea to the tune of slatting canvas, and were dismissed, something of the suddenest, on the approach of squalls. It is my hope that these surroundings of its manufacture may to some degree find favour for my story with seafarers and sea-lovers like yourselves. And at last, here is a dedication from a great way off, written by the loud shores of a subtropical island near upon 10,000 miles from Boscombe Jean and Manor. Scenes which rise before me as I write, along with the faces and voices of my friends. Well, I am for the sea once more. No doubt Sir Percy also. Let us make the signal BRD. RLS, Waikiki, May 17, 1889. Stevenson's Preface to the First Edition. Although an old, consistent exile, the editor of the following pages revisits now and again the city of which he exults to be a native. And there are few things more strange, more painful or more salutary than such revisitations. Outside, in foreign spots, he comes by surprise and awakens more attention than he had expected. In his own city, the relation is reversed, and he stands amazed to be so little recollected. Elsewhere, he is refreshed to see attractive faces, to remark possible friends. There he scouts the long streets with a pang at heart for the faces and friends that are no more. Elsewhere he is delighted with the presence of what is new, there tormented by the absence of what is old. Elsewhere he is content to be his present self. There he is smitten with an equal regret for what he once was and for what he once hoped to be. He was feeling all this dimly as he drove from the station on his last visit. He was feeling it still as he alighted at the door of his friend, Mr. Johnston Thompson, W.S., with whom he was to stay. A hearty welcome, a face not altogether
Sample complete. Ready to continue?